I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There is a generation of kids in Germany who don't remember their country being run by a man. They've only lived under one German chancellor, and she is Angela Merkel. She's been in power for 12 straight years now, and she's favored to win another election this weekend. But here's an interesting parallel to keep in mind. Just as Barack Obama was not able to single-handedly erase structural racism in this country, Merkel hasn't magically made sexism disappear in Germany. Katrin Ben-Hold has reported on that for the New York Times.
Women are still paid 21% less than men in Germany, which is worse than the EU average of 16%. Partly this is due to the fact that a lot of women are in jobs that aren't terribly high status jobs, so they're not really climbing the career ladder as much as women in other countries. Now, this is, of course, a problem that we see across the world and across the Western world, but it seems particularly stubborn in Germany and particularly surprising in a way, considering that, as you just mentioned, for the last 12 years, we've had a woman hold the highest office. However, below her, women have a hard time climbing still.
Why do you think that is? I mean, is there something structural there that Angela Merkel herself is just unable to deal with?
There's definitely a long history of celebrating motherhood as something very defining in Germany in a way that perhaps is unique. You know, we have the three Ks, Kinder, Küche, children, three words that start with a K in German, which define the female role inside the house. The Nazis sort of celebrated motherhood, giving mothers of multiple children medals. And then the division of Germany after the Second World War in East Germany, where men were then leaving the country in droves and there was a real shortage of labor, the communist regime wanted women to work. They needed female labor. And when Western wives still had to ask permission from their husbands to go to work, Eastern women had 1 year paid maternity leaves. They had shorter hours if they nursed. In West Germany, where Angela Merkel's Christian Democrat Party ruled, the three Ks was revived. It was a country that had lost its moral compass, that was looking for stability. The church provided that, and with it, that very conservative image of the family and of the wife and of the mother was resurrected.
I gather there's been some pushback to feminist concerns in Germany. Can you just talk a bit about gender hype or gender wahn?
So this is one of the new words in sort of German language, gender wahn, that basically means gender madness. And it's a language that's used by the far right minorities that vote for people like the Alternative für Deutschland, the AfD, a party that believes in very conservative values, that is also anti-immigration. The image of women is very much traditional and some would argue sexist. So there is a backlash, interestingly, despite the fact that actually, if you look at the figures, the progress has been really very limited. There are more CEOs in Germany called Thomas than there are women CEOs.
That's incredible. You know, given the victor in the U.S. election over a woman and his way of talking about women, I'm wondering how you see the differences between Germany and the U.S. Where is each country at with their openness to women running the executive?
I would say that there are two very different approaches of the feminist movements in Germany and the U.S. I think it's really interesting the way that Hillary Clinton claimed the term feminist for herself and made her campaign in part about the rights of women. Angela Merkel has never really called herself a feminist. And I think one reason she hasn't is that she knows it would put people off. The term feminist today in Germany is a very negative term still.
So the election is this weekend, Katrin. Are these issues being talked about? Are people having a conversation around them?
No, it's not an issue really in this election. Angela Merkel has a lot of issues to deal with. A refugee crisis, a Greek crisis in the European Union. This is not on the front burner.
Yeah, one could imagine, though, this might be her last term. Could she go kind of hell-bent for leather and make this an issue?
You know, it's pure speculation, but there are people, there are feminists in particular in Germany that hope she will, that in some ways, as Obama arguably did become more outspoken about race in his second term, perhaps Merkel will become bolder on it too. And so I suppose her fourth term will be when we find out.
Katrin Ben-Hold with The New York Times. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.